Barry Harrison, YMCA. Morning, good morning.
Look, thanks very much. Great to be here. Look, just to let you know, the Learjet is in for a service.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I did have to sort of sit back, relax, and chill out, read the paper, and be driven here this morning all the way from the suburbs.
Well done, though, because you could have quite easily been just relaxing on your Easter Monday, but you've driven all the way across from Altona to come over and spend some time with us, which we really appreciate that.
Oh, look, you know how much I love you guys.
We do now.
We do.
You're choked up.
I'm getting all emotional.
I get emotional too, I'm not going to lie.
Now, coming in this morning, I was listening to you guys, and you're being the April Fools that you are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that was the tone of the conversation, wasn't
Pretty
it?
Pretty much was. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And you're talking about having your CBTV t-shirts on.
Yes. How cool are they?
Guess what you have?
We have.
I really expected to come in here this morning.
Oh.
They haven't. Yep. Now, the thing is, Daz, and you can see Cindy sitting over there, and she's got the sleeves rolled up.
It's middle-aged. Gangster is what I'm calling it.
I love that middle-aged gangster. But I didn't expect the Winnie Blues. And then the rolled-up T-shirts. I tell you what, that goes back a few years.
It certainly does. Why does that remind me of Strawberry Big M's and ladies on roller skates as well? I don't know why. It's just that time.
Oh, well, there you go.
I tried it as well. It just didn't look good. I thought, nah, I'm just going to just act my age.
Because you're old-age gangster.
I am old-aged, wrinkled, leather-skinned gangster.
Excuse me, Daz. You're a young buck. You're full of life.
And you're
yet to reach your prime.
Oh, good. Well, looking forward to that then. That happens.
He can come back, right?
Daz is welcome back all the time.
Oh, look, great to be here today on this Easter Monday morning.
You had a good Easter. Happy Easter, by the way.
Look, a really relaxing Easter. That's thank you very much. And happy Easter to you too and to all the listeners as well.
I said this morning, really early when we first went to air, that I felt like I was seeping chocolate through my pores. How are you in that department?
I'm not quite as bad, but... Okay. I've had too much, which isn't good. But it's the time of year, and Easter just is like that. And I was saying to someone the other day, Christmas, you know, you get a few gifts, and there'll be some chocolate there, but it's not. But everything you get at Easter is chocolate or hot cross buns or things like that. And so it's all about eating, and it's not good for us.
No.
But the fact is, let's just enjoy it for what it is. Mm. And then probably tomorrow or later in the week, let's get back to normal and back to, being disciplined. And and I've got a little challenge for you guys.
Well, this is the thing that worries me a little bit, because we're chatting to Baz a week ago about Easter coming up and how he can get a little bit off track and how sometimes it becomes a little harder to stay motivated at the gym.
Why are you staring at me
Of a sudden, I'm...
Intently.
I could be looking at myself, but I can't do that. So you just happen to be lying in front of me.
We're wearing the same T-shirt.
You know,
I get it.
and now I'm a little bit worried that Baz says he's got something as a bit of a challenge for April. Because we know it's active April at the centres.
Certainly is active April right across Victoria.
I'm concerned a little bit, though.
Premier's active April, as well as Casey, certainly. City of Casey push active April massively.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the opportunity for people to experience the centres. Mm. But I've got a challenge for the two of you. And I'm getting some very unusual looks from both Cindy and Daz here.
I'm not going to lie. My whole stomach just turned.
I feel a little bit sick myself.
All right. Come on.
Oh, you want to just hold on to that, or you want to just...
No, all right, I'll hold on.
What's happening? Got another centre that's open, though, haven't you?
We've just taken over another centre.
Right, yep.
It's not a new centre. It's been managed by the Berwick Netball Association. Mm. They've done a wonderful job for many, many years at Olive Road Sporting Complex. But we've just taken it over with the... I suppose the imprimatur to let's get more people involved into that into that complex. Now, that's in Eumemmering or Doveton, just there. Four indoor courts. And look, we're looking for people to come along and use them, of course. They're there to be used. We can certainly have lots of space for people to come along. So if you do want to use indoor courts and... get them at a pretty good price too, initially. Yeah. Give Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre a call on 9213 1400.
Oh, the way you did that,
I
too.
I love
Baz,
that. That number again, please.
Oh, gosh. I just put my piece of paper, i.e., my phone, away. It's 9213 1400. 0-0.
Thanks, Daz. See you later. Thank you very much for the time we've spent together. It's Extra Butter with Cindy and Baz.
Cindy and Baz.
I think love it.
If Baz lived closer, I think we'd have him here a lot more.
So do I.
Which would be awesome. I've got to say also that the facilities over here at Race are looking wonderful now with that flooring going down. I was there yesterday for whatever reason. I decided to throw myself into some motivation, having a feeling that something was coming up for April, active April, and Barry's was going to launch something on us today. I decided to go up and spend some time at the gym, and the flooring is looking great.
Look, it really is, and it's coming along well now. All of us have got used to exactly what needs to happen in laying the new flooring. Now, the big thing with the flooring is straight after the school holidays, and we've got 2 weeks of school holidays now, we're going to be closing that whole slide leisure area off.
Yep.
They're going to strip it right back and lay the new flooring there. So just be aware that that will be closed. But as we've said all along, just please be patient. And we really appreciate everyone we've had very, very few complaints from our members and our patrons, and so we really appreciate that.
Disruption has been minimal, and it seems to have gone very quickly as well. Because I know it only seemed like yesterday that everything was blocked off; you couldn't get to one half of the facilities, and now everything's opened up, and it's just the disruption was at as minimal as possibly could be. So well done on that for the workers to get in there and get their stuff done. It's a good job by all.
Yeah, look, thanks very much. All the work's been done overnight. The guys at Race have made sure everyone's been aware of it. So, yeah, thanks to those guys.
Now we've got that out of the way.
All right.
What is going on?
Throw it on us, Baz. What have you got for us?
Now, Cindy and Daz.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cindy and Daz. I know that you're both active and you enjoy your memberships.
Oh, let's not get crazy. Oh, enjoy the membership.
Enjoy the memberships. Yeah, membership's for sure. Great.
Yes, but,
so where are we going with that middle-aged vampirus or whatever you want?
I don't know. Let's just put something out there. I don't smoke. So those Winnie Blues you were talking about.
Just for looks.
I'm not a smoker.
Yeah, just for looks.
Yeah,
just make it look tough.
Ghetto blaster on the other shoulder.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true. Now, I think as active April, I'm going to set you a challenge. Okay, I want you to lose 5 kilograms each.
Oh,
whoa!
Oh, okay.
So is that 10 combined? So if one does 8, and one does 2, I'm okay.
Oh no. Yes.
It's five kilograms each. But what I want to do, I want to set this challenge.
Yep.
But I want some people who deserve it to
reap
the rewards as well as you guys.
Okay.
For that challenge. So if you lose 3 kilograms,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to give 3 3-month memberships to either KCR, Casey Race, or Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre to people out there who are unable to afford those memberships.
Oh, that's awesome, Baz.
Oh, this is great.
Well done.
Okay.
So I'm setting the challenge for 5, but if you guys, 3 each, all right, 3 each, if you lose 3 kilograms, I'm going to give away 3 3-month memberships to people who can't afford to generally come along and join up with the gym.
Oh,
so that's 3. We've both got to lose 3 to give away 3, or is it a membership for every kilo we each lose? Just to clarify.
Oh, look, let's go for a membership, a 3-month membership for every kilo you lose, but you have to lose a minimum of 3.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
that pushes us
then. Okay, that does push us.
All right.
Oh.
Well, I'm just thrilled that, like, and I know, because sometimes you just feel like you get into a bit of a rut and things go on in your life and all of a sudden your priorities change a little bit, and they shouldn't, because I've been proud of myself over the last few months of keeping as part of my routine. Moving down here back to Melbourne, having a lot of things that have impacted what's been going on over the last couple of months, it didn't become the priority as much as it was when I had a routine in Queensland. So I think it's a great thing. So I'm up for it. I think it's just to get back into the swing of things, and if it's helping people that can't afford it so they can come and enjoy these magnificent facilities that you guys have on offer, then I'm up for it.
All right, I'm in. You know me, I love a challenge.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say this out loud, and I'm going to say it really honestly. My jeans are really tight, so just going to say that. So, all right,
let's do this. The thing is about this is that we have to create a lifestyle where we can get activity into our daily lives.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And two is we need to be able to access the expertise and the equipment so that we can, you know, so we can be healthier. Now, Daz, I've noticed, you know, since you came back that you have been, I reckon you've lost a bit of weight.
Mm.
I think you'd lost a lot of weight over the last, you know, 12 months.
Since I was away.
And you're looking so much better for it. Cindy, the same with yourself. You're looking good, but I think we can always do that a little better, especially as we reach this time of our age where, what do we call it? The middle age, early middle age spread.
Yeah, the bulge.
That happens. So, you know, like this is what it's about.
Mm.
And so, you know, I'm rapt to be able to offer this to the audience.
This is great.
We'll sort out the exact details. Yep. It's just been formulating in my mind.
Okay.
But I'm really keen to make sure it goes to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to access the centres.
Good on you, Baz.
I am all about this. I'm in. Daz, are you in?
No, definitely. I think it'd be great for us, which is the motivation that we need, but just to be able to make an impact
for
other people out there that really can't enjoy it. We feel very privileged to be members and being able to enjoy the facilities. Yes. Like I watch all these people, and the place was packed over here at Race yesterday.
People were
enjoying their Easter Sunday in the pool and at the gym. And I thought, how lucky are we to have access to such great facilities? Okay, well, there's membership involved, but we could be that far away. It wouldn't be worth our while. We live right next door, basically, and we can enjoy facilities that are world class. So to be able to help others is wonderful.
And look, thank you, the city of Casey is so fortunate to have two big, massive leisure centres in Casey Arc and Casey Rose, as well as Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, which has a great little gym and group fitness. You know, so we are so lucky in the city of Casey to be able to do that.
I didn't know where you were going when you said you had two big... And I thought, here we go, we're talking about two big
hosts.
People, two big hosts.
Take it easy,
two
mister.
Two huge, big hosts on the radio to go to the gym. We also want to make sure that we have to work out how we'll do an official weigh-in. So we're going to get a
does it count that I weighed myself this morning?
Nah.
I weigh myself on Monday mornings at 4 o'clock every Monday, so I have a starting weight, which I'm not going to disclose.
No, of course, not expecting you to do that. Mm. But if we go and we have to have a, we'll get one of the people over there so you know, so you can track it.
Okay.
Someone knows.
Look,
you're
going to
have to be aware of it.
I'll trust you guys. You know, I understand weight can be a very personal thing, so I don't really want to know. And I trust you guys. So you let me know how much weight you lose, and
mine's
that's fine by me.
Mine's in my notes already.
Fantastic.
I put in my notes
Fantastic.
Every Monday.
But what we'll do is we will have an official weigh-in.
Yep.
We'll organise that over the next week.
Yep.
And then it's just a matter of going for it.
Okay.
And the thing is, just... don't be silly with your eating. Be, you know, reasonably good.
Sensible.
And be active. You know, go for your walks. Do your workout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go up the stairs, you know, if it's not too many flights of stairs. Park away from the shopping centre, so you've got to walk there. Mm. It's just those little things. They all mount up. They all really contribute to a healthy lifestyle and, you know, a healthier and happier life, I suppose.
Yeah, good on you, Baz. So we really appreciate the offer. I think just to be able to be involved with other people's lives too, and join in on Active April, which is sensational.
Great.
It's great. We really appreciate it. We're in. We're
done.
We
will post some selfies during the month as well on our Facebook page. We'll be checking in so you know that we'll be there.
Fantastic.
Looks like we're going to have to stick on some extra butter t-shirts maybe and head on down and check in while we're on the treadmill, while we're doing some classes maybe.
Absolutely. Maybe we should do some classes.
Yep.
They look tough though.
That's all right.
The spin one looks really tough.
Oh, the spin ones are great.
You leave the hard work to me.
Oh, okay. Done.
That's good.
Good on you, Baz. Thanks for making the effort to pop across. I know you've got some big things coming up this week as well. So good luck with everything there. And we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be.